Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And, folks, the season has begun. It's cold as the dickens across most of the United States, but right now the BASS tour events have started, and the anglers are down at the Harris Chain of Lakes. And I've been fortunate enough to track down my good buddy, David Walker. And, David, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, I think I would be glad to be there, too. It's probably 70-some degrees, and most of the country is under the deep freeze right now. We had the first real blast of cold weather come through in the last several weeks, and you guys are now preparing for the beginning of the tour season.
Well, I'm telling you, as far as warm weather, you guys, I'm sitting here watching the Weather Channel, hoping it'll warm up. It's been in the 30s here every night, and they're talking about all the record highs in South Dakota, so I don't know. The weather sure has been pretty cruel to us this week.
Well, across the Midwest, we had in the 60s during the week, and now it's starting to drop down. We're supposed to be in the low teens at night in the Midwest here in Illinois, where I live. And man, oh, man, you start talking about fishing. We're a long way from it. But you guys are hot and heavy into the action.
Yeah, we're right in the thick of things. It's starting off. I mean, we've had our first day, and we're ready to get going. I got three tournaments in a row coming up here in Florida, and then next month we get 1 week off, and the next month we have three more again.
Well, you know, you talk about that, David. You know, it's kind of a new format this year, you know, with FLW and BASS having all their tournaments really at the same time, and you guys are really going to be on the road really from January to June. You know, what's that going to do? I mean, is that something you have to really prepare mentally for?
I think it is, but, you know, for some of the guys that really don't use a lot of practice, you know, and me being one of them, I think it's going to be kind of an advantage for me. And plus, too, a lot of guys have a lot of other things going on, a lot of shows, and or a lot of other things in their life. And, you know, it's for me, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I want to see what it's going to be like to fish a tournament situation every day for 21 days out of a month.
Well, it's funny because here at Bass Fan, you know, Bass Fan Radio and BassFan.com, we're busier than we've ever been. We've got all kinds of trails we're covering now with the Everstarts and the FLWs and the tour events all going on at the same time, so it's keeping us hopping. But you're at the Harris Chain of Lakes right now, and how's fishing been after the first day?
Well, fishing was as tough as expected. I mean, the Harris Chain has hold the record for bass as the lowest winning weight here, and we all knew coming down here that it was going to be a lot tougher than most of the rest of the places that we're going to go. And then it being in the 30s hasn't helped any. The water temperature here is in the low 50s. You're lucky to find upper 50s some places. And for myself, I managed to catch a few fish today, and I'm right up there in the top 25% of the field, and that's where I need to be. I'll go catch me a few more tomorrow, and then collect my check and head on down to Okeechobee.
I hope you get to do that. We picked you as one of the guys to watch in this tournament for a couple of reasons. One, we can go into, you know, you're not fishing for points on the BASS side now, and that's got to be something different for you.
Exactly, yeah. When I first found out, you know, I wasn't going to be getting any points for to qualify for the Classic, you know, I thought, well, you know, maybe this is what it's going to take for me to maybe change the style of fishing and fish for a win. Right now it's kind of weird going into this, like, you know, a lot of guys, you could see it in their faces, you know, they hadn't caught anything in practice and they was really worried about, you know, getting some fish, getting some points for the Classic. And I didn't care. I said, I'm going to go out there. I know what I'm going to do. I'll get my flipping stick out and get some Lake Fork baits on there or whatever kind they might be and just start flipping. And if I catch some, I do. If I don't, I don't care.
Well, you know, it's a great feeling to know that you've really got the monkey off your back, and as we predicted today, we figured you'd be up there in that top bunch, and you've come out and done well for us, so I guess our prediction was pretty good.
Well, thanks. I hope you predict a big win for me here pretty soon.
Well, I think that would turn some heads, you know, with everything that's going on with the trails and the bush patch and everything that's kind of history now, but it's definitely changed some things. A lot of the big-name pros are not fishing for points, and a lot of guys have maybe moved to a different trail, but it's amazing, you know, just how that maybe does take that monkey off your back.
Yeah, it is. It's really strange. I've never fished a trail before where I wasn't trying to accumulate points or pounds in order to fish a championship or something at the end. And this year I'm going to get to do that. I mean, it's not something I'm doing by choice, really, because I want to see what it's like. But, you know, it's I'm looking at it as a positive thing. You know, it's going to be a learning experience because I'll be trying to get points to make the FLW championship, but yeah, I'll be fishing all these bass tournaments as well at the same time. you know, being able to go into those without that pressure of getting classic points and just fishing to win in all of them.
You know, David, you got a great reputation. I've been in the Classic the last several years and done very well in the top three in the last two events. And one of those guys that everybody always knows is going to be very, very tough. You're fishing a lake now that used to have a lot of hydrilla, used to be very, very clear water, but those times have changed, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The water is real dingy. And from what I can tell, that the locals, I fished with another one today in the tournament, and he lives around here. And, oh, yeah, this is the way it looks all the time. It's always a, has a real brown look. It's almost but it's not a color that bothers me in any way because, you know, in Tennessee or something, when water gets that color, that's right up my alley. So it doesn't bother me, but I know that in a lot of Florida lakes, like Okeechobee being one of them, if you get water color that bad, you better get out of there. But around here, it's not the case. These fish are kind of accustomed to it. And me being accustomed to it as well, I just stuck with it, what I know how to do in the dirtier water.
You know, the Harris Chain is actually the headwaters for the Ocklawaha River. And folks that know Florida much, they know that kind of runs through, goes through Rodman Reservoir and runs up that way. But it's usually a pretty good fishery. But in the last several years, of course, you mentioned the Mike Volstead weight of 14 pounds. You know, that's going to be broken because right now you told me I think Jim Bitter's leading the tournament.
Yeah, he's leading it with 14 pounds now. And in this one here is going to be a different format because they're going to move the final guys are going to be on a different lake that we're not fishing here in the first 2 days. So I don't know what to expect out of that other lake they're going to be heading to. It might be a really good place to fish. I'm not sure. This here is a good place that there's a lot of different things to do here. There's so many different little lakes that you can get into, and it's really not what I expected when I got here. I expected more smaller lakes and a lot of clear water. And when I got here, the lakes were quite a bit bigger than what I thought, and the water color was dirtier. And, you know, there's just a lot of shoreline and a lot of docks, and that's something I've never really fished docks in Florida before, but I'm getting to do that this week.
Well, let's kind of, if you can, let me in on maybe a trick or two. What are you doing? You talked about flipping. Is that something you think is going to be the way the tournament's won?
I'm sure that Jim Bitter's not catching them flipping, but I think it's a good way to, it's always a good way to catch a quality fish, and that's what you're trying to do here. And there are some quality fish in this lake. There was a club tournament or a team tournament of some time held just this past weekend before it got so cold, where there was a 20-pound stringer, five fish, 20 pounds was the winning weight, and second place was 17 or 18 pounds. And it wasn't, and according to the locals, that wasn't all that unusual for this time of year. So obviously the lake has come back quite a bit, and you can see that the lake commission and all, they've put forth an effort to clean the place up and get it back to what it needs to be because lakes like this, you know, it's a shame just to let them go downhill when they have so much potential.
Well, it's a great fishery in that area. Now you're going to go to Okeechobee next, and you got to be just fired up as the Dickens about that. Everstart looks like they had some pretty good weights in the first couple of days. 26 pounds was leading day one, and I know another couple big bags were caught as we speak today. Man, you got to be excited about getting down there.
Oh, I can't wait. You know, after this tournament, all the tournaments we're going to be going to are tournaments where 20-pound stringers are what are you going to be shooting for in order to finish up high. And anytime you get a chance to go catch some fish like that, you know, you're pumped up.
Well, you know, Dave, I guess one of the things that we always do, we catch you guys on the road, but this year in particular with Bass Fan Radio, we're going to have to catch you on the road every time because that's where you're going to be most of the time.
Oh, exactly. I got three tournaments in a row for January, three tournaments in a row February, and again in March. I mean, I only get 1 week off. All I do is go home, dump out the dirty laundry, and reload, so to speak, and head on the road again.
Well, I bet your wife is really going to be pleased about that. Wait a minute. I'm not for sure that's going to work. Your wife's probably going to be upset about it. But, you know, David, I hope you do well, and we're going to kind of keep track of you. I know your sponsors are looking for everything that David Walker does. And, again, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, thanks, Terry. And anytime you guys want to give me a call, just feel free. You got my cell phone number. That's the only one you need.
We'll find you some way. And I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.